something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Exercising Your Spirit.
Hallelujah. If you were with the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and while you were with him on an appointment, somebody called. You're going to say, excuse me, Mr. President. Hello? You do that? You go... You'd want to kill the voice. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. That's what you do. But now you're talking to God. The first time. Excuse me, Father. Hello. Okay, I'll be there soon. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. How? Now, when you act that way, how are you going to develop your spirit? How are you going to develop your spirit? The telephone follows you everywhere. Only available. That's you. You are forever available to everybody. Hello. Yes, who is it? Who is it? Yes, I'm the one. Speaking. The phone has made many poor already. You know, they're killing people for their phones. People have been murdered for their phones. They want the handset. So they kill them for it. That'll show you how bad it's got. Hallelujah. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. So I want my spirit to pray. So what do I do? Pray in an unknown tongue. He already told me that when I do, my spirit prays. And I want to exercise my spirit. Now, you haven't exercised your spirit in something as simple as this, but you want to live the life of dominion. It's not going to work because your spirit is not yet dominating your body. It hasn't gained the mastery. Until it gains the mastery, you'll function like a slave in the spirit. Whatever happens will happen. Whatever comes, you'll take. Even though you're angry and unhappy about it, you've got to exercise your spirit. Make up your mind. You're going to exercise your spirit. You see, you're going to do it. This is something you have to do. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. Didn't say if God prays. Didn't say if I'm quiet and I'm just thinking, my spirit prays. He said, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. He said, in an unknown tongue. Didn't say, if I pray quietly in my mind, my spirit prays. No, in an unknown tongue. That means a language you don't understand, which came to you through the spirits when the Holy Ghost came into your life. Look at it, verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Look at Paul's success. How wonderful. Verse 18, I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than ye all. And in fact, I want to show you something. The reason he said, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. He says, what is it then? I'll pray with the spirit and I'll pray with my understanding also. I'll sing with the spirit and I'll sing with the understanding also. Was because of other people. He said, otherwise, if I'm blessed in the spirit, how are you going to know when to say amen? So he said, I'll rather speak five words. Look at it. Verse 18, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than ye all. Yet in the church I rather speak five words with my understanding than by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. He says, in the church. But on my own, I speak so much in tongues. And I'm not under obligation to interpret to anybody. No, just think about your life. You're praying a whole hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Do you know what will happen to your spirit? Especially when you're studying the word and letting light come into your spirit. See, I said there are people who are talking in tongues a lot. They pray in tongues a lot, but they don't study the word. So their spirit is still functioning in a dark environment. As far as issues about life are concerned, because there's no light. But when you get a hold of the word and get your spirit functioning like this, speaking in other tongues, you have it made. Hallelujah. All right, look at the next one. You still there? Romans chapter number 8. See, I know who I am and I know what I've got. And I can use it. I can use it. I'm a success. Say this with me. I know who I am. And I know what I have. And boy, I'm gonna use it. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. From verse 26. We're looking at praying with our spirits. Exercising our spirits. Verse 26, Romans 8. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know, hallelujah, woo, glory. You see, that's where you have the success mentality. That's where you have the mentality of a victor. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We don't know the details as we ought to know. We don't know them. Look at it. We don't know the details as we ought to know. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. This is not speaking in tongues. At this time, I can't even speak. Are you hearing me? He's talking about the Holy Ghost. He said, when my spirit doesn't know how to go about this thing, I can't even speak in other tongues. He says, the Holy Ghost himself. Woo, glory to God. Hey. The Holy Ghost himself. You see, he emphasizes it. He didn't say the Spirit make an intercession. He says the Spirit himself, he comes into the matter. Are you still there? You know, he says, likewise, King James, a little blind joint. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth. He says, the Spirit bears us up in our weakness, in our limitation. The Spirit supports us, props us up. Hallelujah. We don't know what we ought to be saying. We don't know how to go about this thing, but the Holy Ghost himself makes intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. Woo, glory to God. You know, sometimes you just fall on your knees before God. You are short of words. Your spirit has no spiritual vocabulary now. He's waiting on the Holy Ghost. He's waiting on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. And then the Holy Spirit takes over. No wonder Jesus said, I will pray the Father and he shall send you Allos Parakletos. Hallelujah. He shall send you the Comforter, the Helper, the Standby. He makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the spirits, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Lagos Zone 2. Christ Embassy Close, opposite King Pet Filling Station, Agor Palace Way, Okota. And Christ Embassy, 6/8, Adilakun Street, Ebe, Lagos. Worship with us on Sunday, first service, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. Second service, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. This is a continuation of the message, Exercising Your Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know, hallelujah, woo, glory. You see, that's where you have the success mentality. That's where you have the mentality of a victor. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We don't know the details as we ought to know. We don't know them. Look at it. We don't know the details as we ought to know. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. This is not speaking in tongues. At this time, I can't even speak. Are you hearing me? He's talking about the Holy Ghost. He said, when my spirit doesn't know how to go about this thing, I can't even speak in other tongues. He says, the Holy Ghost himself. Woo, glory to God. Hey. The Holy Ghost himself. You see, he emphasizes it. He didn't say, the Spirit maketh intercession. He says, the Spirit himself. He comes into the matter. Are you still there? You know, he says, likewise, King James is a little blinder. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth. He says, the Spirit bears us up in our weakness, in our limitation. The Spirit supports us, props us up. Hallelujah. We don't know what we ought to be saying. We don't know how to go about this thing. But the Holy Ghost himself makes intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. Woo, glory to God. You know, sometimes you just fall on your knees before God. You are short of words. Your spirit has no spiritual vocabulary now. He's waiting on the Holy Ghost. He's waiting on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. And then the Holy Spirit takes over. No wonder Jesus said, I will pray the Father and he shall send you Allos Parakletos. Hallelujah. He shall send you the Comforter, the Helper, the Standby. He makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the spirits, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He's my intercessor. Jesus was my intercessor. And then he went to heaven, but he sent me another one to be with me, the great Holy Spirit of God. He's my intercessor. When Jesus was here, he said, Simon! Are you still there? He says, Simon, Satan has desired to have you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Hallelujah. But you know what? Jesus has gone to heaven. Now the Holy Ghost has come. And he can see the same thing. Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Wow. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. We know. Right in my spirit, I know. Oh, glory to God. We know. It does not matter. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? It doesn't matter what happened at home. It doesn't matter what happened to your job. It doesn't matter what happened to your money. If you are functioning this way, if you are praying this way, we know. Hallelujah. We know. We know. We know. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Somebody shout, woo, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. My. Glory. I said, I know who I am. I know what I have. And I'm going to use it. Glory. Speaking other tongues. Praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost. Oh, Rabashanda la Babayaka Basata. Glory. Ibakatata Lamande. It's working for your good. It's working for your good. Hallelujah. It's working for your good. It's working out for you. I said it's working out for you. It's working out for you. You are a success. You are a victor. It's working out for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Just a moment. Hallelujah. You feel like you want to fly, right? It's great to know what we can do. Hallelujah. The man or woman that stays in the Word. I'm not talking about, hello, all right, be calm now. Listen. The man or woman that stays in the Word, and when I say stays in the Word of God, I don't mean that you read it 2 years ago and you have retained it. That's not enough. The Word of God is like manna. You eat it fresh
every day. That's the way to stay in the Word of God. See? You stay in the Word by receiving God's Word continually. Remember the words of Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema. He didn't say by the logos. Logos is that one that you read and keep to be remembered from time to time. Rhema is God's word for now. So when there is no rhema, the spirit is starving. You've got to get rhema. Rhema is God's word for the now. Rhema is today's word for today. By every rhema that proceeds, he didn't say that proceeded, that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Lagos Zone 2, Christ Embassy Close, opposite King Pet Filling Station, Ago Palace Way, AGP Palace Way, Okota, and Christ Embassy 6/8, Adelakun Street, Egbe, Lagos. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.